제25회 실전 듣기 모의고사 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
This is an important business trip, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very important for my company. I'll be back on Saturday.
Okay, I'd like to know what time your airplane departs.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, will you give me a ride to the subway station?
Sure, but you'd better hurry up. I don't want to be late for the meeting.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute. Honey, do you know where my cell phone is? I can't find it.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Kim from the Research and Development Department, and I'm here on behalf of our department head, Jason Jordan, who is on a business trip to Asia this month. Jason Jordan has asked me to inform you of the new products we expect to have ready for launch next year, so you can keep your clients up to date. The best news, in light of the problems we've been having with software programs, is that our next set of applications have been pre-tested and pre-approved, so we don't anticipate any more troubles with operating system issues.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Shall we watch television while we wait?
Yes, but I must admit we don't have anything like BBC in London.
It's government supported, so there's no advertising on BBC.
That's right, but TV advertisers in our country spend billions of dollars every year.
I suppose so. It would be okay if the commercials were entertaining.
Or educational even, but they're neither.
Another thing.
What is it?
TV advertising costs are so high, so only really big companies can afford them.
And the big companies just get bigger and bigger, don't they?
Right. They put the small companies out of business.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, have you ever seen the man in this photo?
Yes, that's him. He had a mustache.
A mustache? Last Friday?
Yes, he was wearing plaid pants and a black jacket, and he wore dark glasses.
Can you tell me exactly what happened?
I was working at the bank on Friday evening. Suddenly, this man ran past me, grabbed a handful of cash, and stuffed it in a plastic bag.
And what happened after that?
He ran back out again. It all happened so fast. The man was running too fast.
You're absolutely sure the man in the photo is the same man?
Yes, absolutely. That's him.
Thank you for your help.
I hope you catch him soon.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Congratulations on getting a job at the photo company, Michael.
Thank you, Sarah. This is my business card.
Oh, is it? I'd like to see it. This camera on the left top is eye-catching.
As you know, that's because our company is a photo company.
There are two photos under the camera. Are these the photos that you've taken in person?
Yes, they are. I put the photos that I took on the card.
Oh, it's interesting. There is the name of your company, Photo World, beside the camera.
I really like it. There are my name and title under the company's name.
In the middle of the card is the address of your company.
Yes, our company is on Bayview Avenue.
Under the address are your cell phone number and email address. There is no phone number of your company.
Yes, it's not so important for me to sell our company's photos, so I didn't put it on the card.
Let me congratulate you once again, Michael. Hello?
Hello, Jane. This is Richard. It's really hard to get you on the phone.
I'm sorry to have missed your call. What are you calling about?
I'm wondering if you'd like to go to the Britney Spears concert tonight.
Tonight? Oh, sorry. I'd love to, but I have to finish my science paper.
That's too bad. Well, why don't we go skiing tomorrow? It's really fun skiing at night.
Sounds good, but I'm supposed to go out to meet my parents at the airport at 5 in the afternoon.
Oh, no. You're going to be busy tomorrow afternoon, too?
Yes. I don't have any plans for next weekend, though. I'll call you then.
Next weekend? I'll be on an overseas trip then.
Really? Where?
To Thailand with my parents.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 래프팅하러 가지 않는 이유를 고르시오.
I'm going rafting this weekend, Christina, and one of my buddies, Jason. You know Jason, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, Jason can't go because he sprained his ankle playing soccer, so there's room for one more. You want to go with us?
I'd love to, but I've never gone rafting.
There's a mini course being given by the Explorers Club this Thursday night.
Really?
Yeah, take it and you'll be ready to go with us.
Okay, well, how much does it cost?
The trip will cost you about $300 for everything, food, equipment, and everything. The course is only $50.
What? $300? I don't think I can go with you. It costs much more than I thought.
Really? Oh, that's too bad.
I can't afford to go rafting. I'm so sorry.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
How may I help you?
I'm looking for a birthday gift for my father.
Okay. How about this brown leather wallet? It's only $60.
Huh? That's too expensive. Do you have a cheaper one?
How about this black one? It's $50, but I'll give you 10% discount.
I don't have that much money, and I don't think my father will like the pattern on the outside.
How much are you willing to spend?
About $30 or so.
Well, how about this tie?
That's really pretty, but the price tag says $32. If I pay in cash, can you give me a discount on this tie?
Oh, I'll offer this tie at half the sale price in that case. What do you say?
Really? Well, I'll take two of them.
Okay, I'll wrap them up as a gift when you choose what you like.
10번. 대화를 듣고 해야 할 일에 대해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Don't forget, Simon. I want you to do several things, okay?
Yes, Mom. What should I do after you and Dad go to London?
You mustn't forget to post this letter. It's very important.
Okay, Mom. I'm going to take it to the post office tomorrow.
And the puppy. You must remember to feed her.
Don't worry, Mom.
And you must turn off the gas valve.
I know, Mom.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't forget to turn off the kitchen light, too.
I know. Don't worry. You and Dad go off now and have a good time.
Right, we must go. But I'd better finish doing the dishes before we go.
Aren't you late for the train, Mom?
Don't worry, Simon. I can finish this in about 10 minutes.
(11번) 열차에 관한 안내 방송을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, passengers. Welcome aboard the express train to Indianapolis. I hope all of you are having a good morning. We have just left the station and we should reach our destination in approximately 5 hours. The train is going to stop for passengers for 20 minutes at the station in Lexington. During the trip, please check out our dining car at the rear of the train. Passengers in first class have the option of being served in their seats. For your convenience, there are washroom facilities at the rear of each car. Now please just sit back and enjoy the trip.
12번. 다음 영화 상영표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 볼 영화를 고르시오.
Jerry, I've got free tickets for a movie. Would you like to come with me?
I'd love to, but it's already 3 o'clock. We have to get home for dinner before 7.
I know, but I think we have enough time. Let's check the movie schedule.
Okay. There are a few movies starting soon.
How about the movie Friday the 13th? I really wanted to see it.
If we see that, we have to kill our time waiting for the movie. How about the movie at theater number 1? It starts in 10 minutes.
Well, I've already seen Dragon Ball Evolution. Let's choose another one.
I've heard The Curious Case of Benjamin Button is quite a good movie. It's running at theaters 3 and 5.
Good. Let's see that movie. I think the sooner the better.
I think so, too. Let's go.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Do you like the beach, Jackson?
Sure, I love the beach. The beach is great.
Why do you love the beach?
Beach has nice fresh air and beautiful water, and my hobby is surfing, so I like going surfing.
Oh, nice. How often do you go surfing?
I try to go as often as possible, usually every weekend.
When do you go to the beach, Saturday or Sunday?
Usually early on Saturday morning. Try to beat the crowds.
Well, how long have you been surfing?
Since I was 9 years old.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, Mrs. Wilson. I don't think I can stay until the end of class today.
What do you mean by that?
I caught a bad cold. When I start coughing, it doesn't stop. So I need to leave class early today.
Oh, that's too bad, Michael. You'd better go to the hospital.
My mother made an appointment to see a doctor.
Okay. Are you leaving right now or after finishing math class? You know, next class is math, your favorite.
Of course, I'll take the math class. This math class is very important.
That's right. Well, how will you make up your missed class work?
I'm sure my friends will help me out with my missed class work.
Okay. Remember that it is your responsibility to catch up with it.
Ted has been back home during his summer vacation and is ready to go back to university. His university is in a different city, so he must take an express bus to go back. 2 days before the school starts, Ted's mom drops him off at the bus terminal. Ted didn't reserve a seat in advance, so there is a possibility that he will not get on the bus. He goes to the ticket booth and finds out all the tickets for the day have been sold out. He buys a ticket for the following day, so he needs to go back home now. Unfortunately, however, by the time he bought the ticket, his mom had left the bus terminal, thinking Ted is on the bus. He calls his mom on the cell phone. In this situation, what would Ted most likely say to his mom?
Mom!
As you know, interaction or communication is important to relaying a message or a conversation. Also, speakers play a vital role to ensure the intended message is being relayed. It is not easy to talk well, but sales personnel and insurance agents are able to achieve their targets because of their influential talks. The first requirement for a good speaker is to have a good voice. The speaker must have a voice that is neither too loud, too low, nor harsh. What the speaker needs is a voice that is sweet and far-reaching. Some people are gifted with the voice that can arrest and attract you. The facial expression is also important. It is good to have an expressive face. Put on a happy look, because a smile speaks 1,000 words. The physical appearance and gestures of the speaker are very important, too. We know the saying, "Don't judge people by their appearances," but the professional appearance of the speaker is actually important because it ensures getting the respect and attention from everybody.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
As you know, interaction or communication is important to relaying a message or a conversation. Also, speakers play a vital role to ensure the intended message is being relayed. It is not easy to talk well, but sales personnel and insurance agents are able to achieve their targets because of their influential talks. The first requirement for a good speaker is to have a good voice. The speaker must have a voice that is neither too loud, too low, nor harsh. What the speaker needs is a voice that is sweet and far-reaching. Some people are gifted with the voice that can arrest and attract you. The facial expression is also important. It is good to have an expressive face. Put on a happy look, because a smile speaks 1,000 words. The physical appearance and gestures of the speaker are very important, too. We know the saying, "Don't judge people by their appearances," but the professional appearance of the speaker is actually important because it ensures getting the respect and attention from everybody.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 화자에 관해 언급되지 않은 것은?